Welcome back to Ozone Live. On this Thursday, we have a very special guest here at Everbank Field, former Jaguars running back Maurice Jones-Drew. If you have a question for Maurice, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live post, and your question can be heard right here. John, over to you.
4 years since you've been out, man. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it goes by fast. It's crazy. I still feel like a player somewhat, but I don't have to take the beating as much, so that's nice.
The only reason I say it is you're sitting here, and I covered you for a couple of years here. It doesn't seem like that long. Does it seem like that long to you? And do you miss it at all?
I think.
Or you past that?
Well, no. You always miss football. The first couple of years were tough, though. And like part of that was the when you play the game so long, that's all you know, right? So all I was doing was I'd have dreams about running the ball through the hole. And people, my agents, I would talk to my agents. They're like, you want to come back? And I knew when I made that decision in March that I was like, you know what? If I'm going to make this decision, I'm going to make sure that I don't be one of those players that goes back and forth. And so part of that was the weight gain. That's why I was like, all right, I'm not working out anymore. I'm not doing anything. Because I know myself. I'm a competitor. And so at the end of the day, if I'd have been working out still and I'd have kind of still been in somewhat of shape, right, and I would have got a call, I would have easily just left and just went over and tried.
So that was why.
That was one of the bigger reasons why. The other reason was I just was happy to eat whatever I wanted and kind of just hang out.
Now you're down now, right? You're down.
Oh, yeah. I've lost – I went vegan for 4 months, lost like 30 pounds, and then I got 30 more to go. So I'm excited to get back closer to 200 here pretty soon, and then it'll be nice. It's difficult when you have a job now, but and your job is not to work out, you know, all the time. But it's nice. So I enjoy it. It's all – everything's a challenge, and so it's transitioning from football to this is a little bit easier doing TV, but it still is tough because you always want that locker room atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You have guys you can hang out with, and so it's tougher on TV because a lot of guys live all over the country, so you can't really hang out and have a good time. And you know, I got to be when I was playing ball, I was dad like 30% of the time.
Right.
Right now, I'm dad 130%.
150.
So,
right.
Yeah, 150 exactly. So that's something to adjust to as well.
Now you mentioned the running dreams. Any veto dreams?
Veto. No. You know, it's funny. Like I would tell people, you know, here, always wanting to be a part of the media.
Right.
I was able to learn a lot from you all. Veto being one, he'd always ask the tough questions. So I had to figure out how to ask a tough question where I wasn't attacking a player, right? And not to get on a player's bad side because, again, you know, being on that side, you want to make sure guys are comfortable with you. But I learned a ton of things, just how to kind of approach a person,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when Veto, when you guys know I'd be upset, you know, mm-hmm. it'd kind of be a different approach than when I was happy and all ready to go. And learned a lot from you guys. I think our group here is very unique than other places where we have guys that you see out in the community or right. guys you see out at restaurants and you still have conversations with. And you guys weren't all too bad. We weren't all too bad. So it comes with the territory. But
there are ups and downs.
No, it's always right, ups and downs right. and everything. And it was a lot of downs, but it was fun, though.
I got you. This is a social media show, so we're going to go over to Ashlyn Sullivan for social media.
Yes, we have lots of questions for you, starting with Twitter. Christopher Bradley, what is your realistic expectation for this version of the Jaguars? How far do they go this season?
I've said this a ton. You know, offensively, if you don't turn the ball over, this team reminds me a lot of our team in 2007. Mm-hmm. David had 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. He didn't throw a lot of touchdowns, but we were able to make a pretty decent run in the playoffs. If this team doesn't turn the ball over, I feel like they can go to the Super Bowl. There's not one team out there that, even in New England, that terrifies me. Played real close attention to the Jags throughout the offseason. I was here a little mm-hmm. bit, but going to practice against New England, I thought was definitely a leg up for the Jaguars because when you get a chance to play them in the playoffs, there is that stigma of like, oh, this is the Patriots right. or, oh, that's Tom Brady. You've already gotten to him and you've had some success beating some of those guys. I think Yannick, when I was reading the clippings, Yannick had a heck of a week
mm-hmm.
that week. Our DBs had a heck of a week that week. And our receivers were doing a really good job. Obviously, A-Rob is out, but those guys were Marcus right. Lee. Those guys were going after him. So I feel like there's not one opponent in the AFC that the Jaguars can't beat. The key is just not turning the ball over.
Do you like saying that? I mean, I know you played here 7 or 8 years, but you're still connected, aren't you? You still like being able to say they're good.
Well, I mean, it's always when you play for an organization, you always want to have that pride, mm-hmm. right, and be able to say. And plus my oldest son, Deuce, is the biggest Jags fan. He still calls Jacksonville home, so he's a little upset I'm here and he's not. But it's always good to have, you know, when you have a chance to have that pride and wear your stuff around, even though I wore it anyway.
Sure.
care what people thought. I mean, I'm a Jaguar for life. So But it's good to see this organization and then this community getting wins and being up top the division. And I can't wait to see that AFC South matchup again. It's going to be a fun one.
It will be. Ashlyn?
Luke Rado from Twitter again. Who's your favorite current Jaguar to watch?
Oh, well, I don't think a lot. Do people know I talked a lot of trash?
Well,
I tried to talk my fair share, but I have a couple guys. I mean, granted, I love to see.
So you love this team, then?
Oh, I love this team. I wish I could be a part of it, because I think I feel like I would be right there in the mix of it. But there's a lot of guys. Obviously, Leonard Fournette, the way he was running, and you know, hopefully he gets back healthy and gets back on the track like he was. Jalen, phenomenal. Phenomenal trash.
That.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. Anytime you can get someone out of their game the way he's done it a couple times, and to hear Larry Fitzgerald say, like, this guy with one hand is better than every DB in the league, and you're gaining the respect of your opponents, that's awesome. Telvin Smith is a good friend of mine. Miles Jack, we know the UCLA connection
there.
But I have to say Puz. When I saw Puz get a personal foul against the Jets, that's when I knew this team had something going. So, you know, Puz to come out of character. But it's infectious when everyone's doing those things and everyone's, you know, talking trash. And even for him to be the vet and to see the sacrifices he's making playing special teams the way he's playing and to be on the field and fighting the way he's doing it, it's awesome to see that. So I'd have to say Puz Lesney.
I like that. Ashlyn?
From the Bone, Allen, do you have any advice for Fournette going forward throughout his career with the Jags?
Oh yeah, stay in the treatment room, get massages, take care of your body. It's going to be a long career. He's definitely going to be a player in this league for a long time. But you got to stay on top of the injuries. You know, you're going to get,
and you got to do it from the start.
You got to do it from the very beginning. So one of the things that I always try to tell people is, you know, I took a month off, which I probably tell guys to take 2 weeks off after the season, kind of just relax and rest, and then start getting back into it a little bit. But you know, you have to be on top of your routine from February or in, you know, whenever the season's over, 2 weeks after, all the way into that next off season again. And so it's going to be a tough situation, but you have to find the right trainers that you feel comfortable with. And I find, you know, PT people outside the building when you go, you know, back home, wherever it may be, and stay on top of that and get massages as much as you can. And just really try to stretch your career out. Because for me, at UCLA, I didn't know anything about that until I got here with Fred. And that was Fred's biggest deal. And so I was able to go down to Florida or in South Florida and train with Fred. And that's ended up becoming my home. They ended up becoming my home base for a while. So hopefully he can find a place like that and just continue that throughout his career.
Because what you do now matters at the end.
No question.
Ashlyn?
Carl Zellers from Twitter. Which Jaguar has the biggest day Sunday against the Colts?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's funny. I think watching the Colts team, they're playing really well. They just can't close it out, it seems like, in the fourth quarter. But for me, just playing, watching them play the Rams, watching them throughout the season, it has to be Blake Bortles. They do a great job of stuffing the run. They do a really good job. And T.J. Yeldon, I know, had a big day the last time they played. But Blake Bortles has to be able to throw the ball and throw for yards and touchdowns, because they're going to try to load the box and stop the run and make them one-dimensional. You have to make them pay in that situation.
Gotcha. Ashlyn?
All right, last one from Twitter, from Sean Watson. Are you still playing fantasy football this year? And if so, who was your first overall pick?
You'll always do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm always – you know, that's part of the reason I'm on NFL Network, because I play fantasy football. You know, who was it this year? I'm trying to think. Oh, well, I had in the expert league I play in like 16 different leagues, so it's just kind of part of the deal. But in the NFL experts league, I think I took Gurley, Fournette back-to-back at like 10 and 11.
Right.
So I got a good deal there. But most of the time it's either a wide receiver, depending on the running back. I try to stay away from the top two guys, because you've seen David Johnson go down. Le'Veon kind of struggled early on. Now he's back on track. But a guy that I would like to take every year would be Antonio Brown. Seems like he gets the ball every week. It's unbelievable.
A safe pick.
The safest pick in the end of the thing, right? So it's good.
Ashlyn?
All right, heading over to Instagram now. From SwartzBlake21, would you consider A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey two of the top five corners in the league this season?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the Boye signing was one of the bigger signings in the league with Calais Campbell. It's funny. People try not to throw it at Jalen Ramsey now. And I remember we were doing the draft that year, and Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey, and it was awesome to see the Jags get both those guys. But to see Jalen in person was like, you are a big kid.
It's a different guy.
Yeah, you're not an average corner. And so you see that ability on the field, and he's able to, you know, kind of get people scared of him. But then you put Boye on the other side, who has been a dominant player in this league the last couple of years, and now where do you throw the ball? And so when you can shut down two sides of the field, make them throw up the middle, you have a better chance of winning games. And I think both those guys, man-to-man, I mean, Boye has made some great picks this year. Obviously, the one against the Chargers was a big one. The one against the Ravens in London was a huge one as well. And then Ramsey has made some amazing plays as well. So I definitely feel like they're the top two corners in the league.
We'll get to Ashton in a minute. You said something earlier that struck me. You're close with Telvin Smith.
Oh, yeah,
really. How did that happen? And, it, you know, I can't imagine you guys hanging together. It must just be all noise all the time.
No. It's funny. Now that I don't play anymore, I don't talk as much.
Okay.
I kind of just sit back and listen. But we have the same agent.
Okay.
And so that was obviously the first connection. But once he got here, you know, every agent, or every guy that my agent has that plays here or has played here, I always come into play.
I hear you.
And so, you know, from asking where to live or what are the good places to eat to – we go on a retreat every year in Miami. We get a chance to sit down with him. And, you know, congrats to him and the Jaguars for getting a deal done, because he is arguably the top linebacker at that position. I know a lot of people like Luke Kuechly, but, you know, it's crazy. This guy scores or gets a fumble or a turnover every week, it seems like. And he's playing at such a high level right now. So
he's really grown into
the leadership
a role. Leader. Yeah. Feeling confident with it, which isn't always easy.
Well, no, and the one thing for him is, you know, the one thing I wish I was able to do is be a more vocal leader. I've never been that in my career, so I was more the guy like, just watch me and I'll show you how to kind of do it when we needed a vocal leader at times. And so I think with Telvin coming from Florida State, he got his buddy in Jalen Ramsey, which kind of boosted his confidence a little bit. And that allowed them to be that vocal leader and that guy to step in, especially when guys are getting a little rowdy, because that defense is rowdy. It's unbelievable. And I love it, because that's how defense is supposed to be played. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to fly around, hit each other, talk trash, and celebrate and have a good time. And to have a guy like Telvin who can, you know, who was rewarded for playing well and for getting those guys together, it's good for him and the organization.
We have a few more from Ashland.
Yes. Well, heading over to Facebook Live now. Derek Hendricks, best memory as a Jaguar.
Oh, man, there's a ton of them. I'd have to say just winning winning the playoff game. I think there's nothing like that in this league. Having the chance to beat the Patriots, too. We were playing well early in that game. But, you know, anytime you get in a playoff atmosphere, and I was just in one with the Rams and the Vikings, and we were in Minnesota, and it was loud from 10:30 a.m. until the time that game was over.
It's so unbelievable when
it's crazy. And so when you have an atmosphere like that, it kind of brought back some of the memories of going to Pittsburgh and beating them up there. And so getting a chance to be around a lot of guys who've won Super Bowls, that's the one thing they say. There's nothing like that playoff atmosphere, and I can't wait for these guys and this organization, this team, to see that and feel that.
Ashton?
All right, one more from Facebook. Matt Tate, how is Leonard similar to you, and what can he do to improve even more so than he has this season?
We're completely different, right? He's, 6 foot, 230 pounds.
There's some power similarities there. You could drive guys off the ball, but beyond that.
Yeah, I think for him, first of all, the way he runs is terrific. You know, when I feel the same way he feels about the cold.
Right.
No one likes the cold, and he's best being from Louisiana. I'm from California. No one likes it. But what I found out in my career was that the harder you run in the cold, the less it hurts you, the more it hurts them. And so you started to see that in that Cleveland game. He started to run really well. I think the biggest thing for Leonard is to be more versatile. You know, in this league now, backs, you know, this is one of the only teams where they turn around and hand the ball off to the running back consistently. You want to be a back that you can line up out wide.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a back that, you know, in the passing game, you can do that or block or whatever they ask. And when you become that versatile back, there's no way they can try to contain you. Right now, you're seeing a lot of teams load the box and do a lot of run blitzes against the Jaguars trying to create penetration. But when they can throw screens to you outside, which he catches the ball really well, but once he gets his route running to the next level, he'll be probably the best running back to come through here. You know, you see a lot of the explosiveness. And when you talk to a lot of the Jags earlier this year, they were saying, like, he's special.
Right.
I think that's the next way you take your game. And then, obviously, being
available. You don't believe he's going to be the best back to come.
Listen, he has a chance. I told you he has a chance. Now, granted, I wish I could have, you know, rushed for 10,000 like Fred. But I think the way he started this season, and if he can keep going and stay healthy, he has a great chance because they're running the ball.
Right.
And that's one thing that we do here, and that's when we're really good.
I got you.
We do that really well.
We're going to go rapid fire with Ashlyn now.
Off the field questions. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
John 1800, would you ever consider coaching college ball?
Oh, yes. I think that I may end up that way. It may end up that way when my kids get older.
You wouldn't mind recruiting?
I love recruit. I recruit now, so I do it for high school. Yeah.
All right, Ashlyn.
Blue Boy 904. Where is your favorite place to travel?
I'm not a traveling guy. I like to stay at home.
The bank.
Yeah, right here. No, if I do travel, you know, because I spend so much time here, it's like yesterday I got a chance to see some people that I hung out with in our neighborhood, and that was good to see. So.
Okay. Goose 3211. Are your kids future football stars like you were?
They want to be. You know, they got a chance. We'll see. My oldest one loves Jacksonville. Like I said, he wants to come back and live here.
That's cool.
Yeah, he loves it. So we're working on a way where he can come back every year. And then my youngest one is definitely an aggressive kid, so he has a chance. That's all you have to do is have a chance.
All right. Tyson Kirk. These are all from Instagram, by the way. What do you think about Chip Kelly going to UCLA?
You knew you were going to get that one.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. At first I was a little upset just because I've seen the way he performed in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But from what I heard from a lot of people, he's a college coach. That's what he does best. And so I'm excited to see what he can do. We're getting a lot of recruits right now, which is huge, a lot of big-time guys. And I'm excited to see what he can do as a play caller for UCLA. We needed a big-time coach. We came off one in Jim Moore, but we needed an offensive guy. And I want to see a score 60, 70 points a game.
You just liked it that they got him over Florida.
That's right.
Heading over to Facebook Live now. Michael Griggs, what was your favorite nickname?
I love them all. You know, Mojo, though, has seen the ones that stick around a little bit. At the network, they still use Pocket Hercules. So
gotcha.
They were all good. But, you know, I just felt the love from the people. So that's why, you know, you never want to be like, well, I don't like this one. Like, right. No, if you have the time to make up a name or you appreciate the way I play, I appreciate you.
All right. Joshua Rath, do you still have your Superman shirt in your closet?
No, it's hung up. It's framed. So that was the last time I wore it, I want to say, was in Denver for the Raiders, and then we framed it after that. So,
where is it framed? In the house?
At my house, yeah.
Gotcha.
Just chilling.
Your boy's still playing for 12 years, Mercedes.
Yes.
That's something that...
He took care of his body
for a long
time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, and Mercedes, we talked about that. You know, he loves the game, and we all love the game. And when, you know, you want to be one of those guys when, for me, it was just, I always wanted to, you know, be a part of something special. And so here it was special. When I went to Oakland, I got a chance to go home. But it was kind of over for me then.
Sure.
I was kind of just out of it. And I got hit a ton. So for him, he doesn't take as many hits, which
right.
is nice. And he's finally starting to catch touchdowns again, which is good to see. But he takes care of his body like no other. I mean, I've seen him in L.A. when he's working out and eating, like, this much fish or like it's just like I could never do that.
You're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that then, so I was going to work out harder. But he does a great job of taking care of his body, and he loves it, so keep going.
So you're excited about this team right now?
I'm very excited. I know.
It's kind of cool to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I know early in the year a lot of people, I had said some things, and I, you know, at that time I felt that way. I felt like there were, you know, if you don't turn the ball over the way this team was built,
right.
you should go 16-0. Obviously, that's been part of the season where you've had some turnovers, and it's tough for that team to overcome, this team to overcome. I just remember calling the Rams game, and it was a back-and-forth game until that pick late in the game. And so in those situations, you know, you don't want to turn the ball over. And all I want is good for this organization,
right.
this community. I want, you know, people to see what it's like to have a ring. And those, 'cause I see those all the time at the network, you know, and to see the gold jackets. And it's great for the community to do that. But the way this team is playing and the way they play when they don't turn the ball over and the way they play when they have a lead and the way they play when it gets cold, too.
Right.
You know, I think that's going to be a really good indicator on what's to come for this organization.
Maurice, our fans love hearing from you. I always enjoy it.
We appreciate
you doing this, buddy.
Yeah,
All
no
right.
problem.
Ashlyn, back to you.
Yes, thank you, Maurice, for joining us today at Everbank Field and spending some of your day with us. And thank you, fans, for sending in all your questions and tuning in. We'll see you right back here on next week's Ozone Live.